Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, who wants to recap here who Connie is, like, within 60 seconds? You want to handle that, Jen?
Well, Connie is a woman that we talked to who said she was going to visit her baby brother at college. And we were like, oh, that's sweet. But No, it didn't turn very sweet because she was actually going there to yank him out of college, saying that his college he chose to go to was putting their parents in financial duress. And so she says she snooped around and looked at some of their financial records and felt like if he pulled himself out of college that it would save their parents. But she didn't consult her parents about it, was just going to visit her brother and tell him he had to come home.
So what set you guys off about this? I wasn't here the day that you took the call, just that she didn't really have enough information about their financial status to make this call herself?
Well, I mean, the fact that there's a process in going to school and a process of getting accepted and a process in paying for school. So all that she was trying to do could have been done months in advance, but to wait till the week her brother got to school, we just thought it was like a jealous big sister thing to go over there and yank him out of school without the parents' knowledge, without full information on if they had already planned on spending their money on his school. It's just the more we talked to her, the more it seemed like her situation wasn't the same growing up as his, like her college experience. And so she was jealous is what it sounded like.
And her parents offered to pay for college so he could choose a school that he wanted to go to. She was just jealous that it was a better school than she got into, because I believe she went to a two-year school instead of a big, fancy-smancy four-year, like she said.
Did she say that there were any feelings of jealousy on her part about it?
She wouldn't admit it, but she would, you could tell in her voice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here she is now. Hey, Connie.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
It's been an interesting week and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah, it has.
Cool. So when you left the show here, you were pretty determined to go and pull your brother out of college.
Yeah, well, I drove to visit him on Friday, and we sat down and had a talk on Saturday morning. So got it all out in the air. And I basically, you know, I had to break the news to him about what I thought was going on with my parents' money. I think he was definitely shocked. He certainly had no idea, like I had said before. And I had to pull out my laptop and kind of show him the evidence of everything.
All right, let me stop right here because, I wasn't here the first time we had on. So you're breaking up the laptop and you show them the evidence that they're struggling. What evidence was that?
Well, basically, I got access to credit card statements as well as a couple online banking statements, and they had basically all been wiped out by paying for him to go to school.
So you re-broke back into your parents' bank accounts?
Yes, to show my brother, to say, look, I'm not making this up. This is a reality that we need to consider.
Okay. How do you know that your parents don't have another bank account? But go
I
ahead.
Don't for sure, but that's the majority of the, Perfect. I mean, how many, I mean, given, yes, they could probably have more bank accounts, but that is still an awful lot of money that is missing out of the regular ones.
And why the decision to go straight to the brother and not talk to your parents?
I feel like because he is choosing to go to school, that he has some responsibility in maybe making an effort to pay for it himself like I did.
Your parents all,
did you
like
catch
you
that?
Did.
Like I did.
What'd she say, Melissa?
She basically said that she did not get the offer to choose any school she wanted. And so she's mad at him for, one, being able to choose whatever school he wanted because that's what the parents offered him. So he chose the school he wanted, and she thinks it's irresponsible he chose an expensive school. And so she thinks he should pay for his school like she did, even though that's not what his agreement was with his parents.
Okay, so is that really what's at the root here of the whole thing?
I the root is that my parents are going to be in debt after this, and
I'm jealous.
I do think that my brother should have some responsibility in paying for his schooling. I do think
Now, that's a whole lot different than pulling him out of school completely. I mean, you change your tune a little bit.
We're having the same debate that we had, but maybe this ended all nicely and peacefully.
What?
Through her conversation with her brother.
Yeah, we haven't even got that far. So you sit him down, and how does that conversation go?
Well, he agreed with me. He was just as worried about my parents as I was, and he agreed with me. And we started looking at what our options were as far as getting some money back to help my parents out.
So he agreed to do what?
Well, there apparently, with university rules, there is a 30-day refund clause in the contracts or whatever. And in 30 days, if you, you know, pull yourself out of school, you can get 80% of the money that you paid back. So that's certainly a significant amount of money.
Was that that the only option you guys discussed, was pulling him out of school?
At the time, yes.
So did he? So did he decide to leave school?
Yeah, he did.
So you pulled him out of school, and he got 80% back, and you gave it to the parents. What did the parents say?
Well, I mean, here's what came to pass. I assumed that my brother was dropping out of school. He said he was going to wait until Tuesday after the long weekend to speak to somebody who was actually in the administration office and, you know, perhaps see if there were other options like financial aid, or as far as him dropping out of his classes, how bad that would look on his record when he maybe goes to reapply to other schools. So I had gone home that weekend. I actually went home that Saturday afterwards, so I didn't hear the whole results until a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
So then my brother kind of goes behind my back and talks to our parents about what happened this weekend.
Good.
Okay. What did they say?
So my parents hear about this, and they tell him to not make any decisions, and they drove right up there on Tuesday, or maybe it was Wednesday, drove right up there after him, and basically said that, well, this is what he told me, basically said that he should not be dropping out of school, that they have some other money fund somewhere, some, like, magical fund that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was at least smart enough to ask, you know, like, can I see him? But they said no, and then they kind of gave him this runaround, you know, I mean, not a runaround, but saying that this is what parents do, and even if they have to go into debt, this is what they're supposed to do. And, you know, the only reason that I didn't get this same offer was because apparently I didn't show the same kind of interest in school or passion that he showed for it since he was a lot younger. So it's okay that they go into debt for him.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And he told you that?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
So he's decided to stay in school?
At this point, yes. I mean, I'm not sure whether he... I really haven't talked to anybody since I heard this part.
So you haven't talked to your parents either?
No.
So you've cut... Are you, like, purposely not talking to all of them because you're angry at their decision?
Well, right now, yeah.
So your parents...
Plenty of parents do this, though. Here's the thing that, you know, is like... Even if your parents are having financially a tough time, it's still what they want to do for their children. Plenty of parents struggle.
They didn't do it for Herbert. That's the issue.
Plenty of parents struggle so their kids can go to the university that they think is going to be best for them in the long run. So I don't understand why all of a sudden you are the you're the judgment maker for what your parents want to do with their own cash.
I think they're making a poor decision.
But that's not your responsibility. You are not your parents' parents.
No, I'm not.
And I think your parents are kind of doing actually opposite of what most parents do. Your parents are rewarding the child that's worked the hardest. Mm-hmm. Most parents will baby the child who doesn't do as well and dote on the child who's the weakest of the siblings. And so your parents are actually doing a good thing.
I don't think that's fair to say that I'm the weakest if I worked through and put myself through school. No. I mean, you know, I might not be going to a fancy college, but I worked pretty hard to put myself through.
No, which I think is definitely commendable. I'm just saying your parents are doing actually opposite with the, what a lot of parents do.
Now, according to them, though, you weren't as serious about school as he was. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I think yes. My brother's passion for going to a really nice school is half party and not necessarily to.
At the end of the day, your opinion doesn't matter.
Education.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. You're on Q100.
I just think I've listened to this and I don't sense a lot of jealousy in this woman at all.
What do you sense?
In my opinion, just like yours.
Okay. All right.
But I do hear y'all just really being rude about the situation. Not so much Bert, but the girls, y'all are just going at her like...
Because she's jealous, and I have a sibling. You can tell
where jealousy comes from. I have children, too, and my mom went through all kinds of stuff to get me to go to stuff, and I'd opt not to tell her certain things, like as far as field trips and stuff like that, just so she wouldn't have to try to break her back to have me go.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child, you have to see things, and I don't know, I just think... I really think y'all are really... I think she did the right thing, at least to bring it to their attention.
Kelly doesn't agree with you. Kelly is really, really married.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. I'm trying so hard to maintain. Every time I hear y'all talk about this, I flip the channel, and then I flip it right back because it makes me so angry. I have a brother who is 15, okay? And every time I hear this woman, it almost makes me breaks my heart. How dare she make that decision for her parents? You don't make that decision. Taking it, last time I checked, you don't take a child out of education. That doesn't even make any sense. And it's not her discretion to do that. If she sucks and her parents didn't want to put her through school, then she needs to have some self-reflection. But if they want to put value into his education, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And it is not her decision to make that call. She is jealous. And if you love your brother, you would never go up to his school and put that kind of weight on his shoulders. If his parents want to struggle so he can get in school, then let them do that. That is their child, not hers.
Yeah, and
I'm glad you came back.
Yeah. Don't punish us. But I do think, Connie, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, we are giving you a hard time. There are listeners who support you. But I do think the most serious issue here is that your relationship with your brother is obviously not a good one. Like, and I think that that's the relationship you need to focus on and make sure mm-hmm. that you secure, because the two of you are together for the rest of your lives as brother and sister. And I just think that a lot of times siblings misunderstand each other. I'm sure my oldest sister thinks that I got breaks that she didn't get.
But she's thinking of this thing a totally different way than you are, though. You're coming out of left field for her. She thinks she's got a fine relationship with her brother.
But that's what I'm trying to tell her, is that I misunderstand, you know, what my sister went through. And I think she got perks that she didn't realize I think she got. So... I think that, yeah, you need to improve. If you're not talking to your brother right now, that shows you that you don't have a good relationship. And the terms you used, he went behind my back to go to our parents about this. I mean, I don't know. You're not his parent, you're his sister.
Because you went behind your parents' back to go
right.
to him.
Right.
But she didn't notice that. That was a detail.
So I just think, I mean, in all seriousness, yeah, I think that you should improve your relationship with your brother and just love him instead of being, you know, so threatened by what he gets.
Hey, Connie, we got to run. But I do appreciate the update.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I would really like to talk to her, though, in a couple of weeks to find out exactly how this whole thing has progressed. Because even now, if the parents say stay in school, he's going to have such guilty feelings about staying in, thinking that their financial place is so bad that I wonder if he won't drop out himself.
Or she'll say something again.
He might. I mean, she's the oldest, and I know there's a lot of... responsibility on taking care of things when you're the oldest sibling, but she's taking it way too far.
Mm-mm.
You know?
She's becoming the parents' parents.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to her in a couple of weeks.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, let me ask you guys a question that are listening right now.
Okay.
And really, I think at the root of it, at the base of it is it really possible to completely change your mentality and lifestyle when you've done things a certain way your entire life? Let me try to explain. So I think we've all been on vacations before where you go to nice little islands and your mind starts to, I mean, you're so relaxed and you're laying on a beach or whatever, and your mind starts to drift a little bit in a fantasy world where you're like, man, it sure would be nice to live on a little island like this. Uh-huh. Maybe open up my own little beach bar, serve cocktails my whole life. Man, that would be nice. But somewhere over the 5 days that you're in Jamaica or whatever, you snap out of it and common sense takes over, right? So my wife and I were in, we took a vacation to Italy last week, and we just fell in love with this place. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I have that same line of thinking on every vacation that we go on. It's like, you know what? Let's move here. Let's move to the Dominican Republic. Let's move to Brazil. Let's move to Mexico. Let's move to Greece.
Right.
This time it's different. This time really is. There is something about Italy. My wife has been begging for me to go there with her for the last 6 years. And I'm like, nah, man, let's keep going to Brazil. It's South America. Italy has everything. It's got mountains, it's got beaches, it's got these small little beautiful villages, the food is great, the wine is fantastic, but more than anything else, it just has a different mentality and a different lifestyle that as an American you can't help but really be attracted to because it's so different from what we do.
It's so much more like family-based and slower-paced, I think.
It's totally like that. I mean, we're so driven. Here's the point that I'm trying to make in a very long, roundabout way, is that in this country, we are so driven to make money and to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was drilled into my mind since day number one with my dad and my parents. You know, it's like work, 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 work. Be happy. Work, 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 work. Be happy. And in Italy, it's happy, 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 work. Happy, 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 work. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And while Stacy and I were there, we really started having, you know, like these fantasy conversations like, you know what? We waited just a couple of years. We can move Hayden and Hollis here. The boys here. We could, you know, we've got a couple of properties we could sell. We could do this. We could really live in Italy. But then we had to have the conversation. Can you really change your lifestyle and your mentality? Like if we did it, could I sustain that kind of happiness over the long term? Or is it impossible to shake that? And when I wanted to ask you guys that are listening, who has had that kind of epiphany and who has actually tried it and how did it work out for you guys? Were you successful at it or did it work for a little while and then you just found yourself going back to the same old lifestyle you had before? Because that's what you have learned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you think, because this happens to everybody, right, on vacation?
Yeah.
Everybody does this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that is an inaccurate perception of your destination?
Because you're in vacation mode?
Because you're so convinced that it's happy, 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 happy work.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that a tourist coming to visit the United States and staying near Disney World or staying in Hawaii or staying in the in a resort on the California coast.
People
or goes
so nice
to wine
over
country.
Here.
Oh my God, look how lush and how beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That they're just as stressed out there. You just don't see it as a tourist.
Right. And then when mm-hmm. you're there as a resident, guess what? You're happy, 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 but taxes. We got to pay taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I get the money to pay taxes? Work. But I'm trying to be happy.
But it's
I don't necessarily agree because I have a couple of friends that left and went to Costa Rica and like are expats and like live down there. And they really do live a different lifestyle like now
mm-hmm.
than they did here. I
well,
mean, they were,
I think there's also some places in the world. Costa Rica is one of them that's a country where you can go and you can do nothing and you can live very inexpensively. And it's like some Caribbean islands, too.
But were your friends' personalities, were they workaholics before they went to Costa Rica? Because I think there's some people in the United States that are not, that could make the transition.
Could do that. Maybe so. I mean, I think they were more like on the artist creative side, mm-hmm. but still worked a lot.
That could certainly be a great example. Like you go to Costa Rica, you get so relaxed and so caught up and they have such a different soul and spirit down there that you feel like you can do that. You can live that. Then you go down there and try to actually do it, and you may realize, I just don't have this in me. I had mm-hmm. it in me for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in me for six mm-hmm. months. But I just can't do
it's
it.
It's the island fever that happens to people. They mm-hmm. go down to the Caribbean, they're going to open their scuba shop.
Right.
And a year and a half later, there's nothing to do here.
I know. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I've been here 7 years from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Moved here when I was 18. It's hard to say because I think when you move from a country that it's all party, 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 and happy, 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 and come to work, 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 you're always going to be so stuffed with things. And it is possible, it is, when you move out of the United States. I think it's always possible to find happiness in other places. I did change my personality, change my lifestyle totally for living here in the United States. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely possible, and I would not want to live here for the rest of my life. I have been thinking going to Europe for the last 6 months, and I probably will.
I wonder.
I think it's a happy place here, and it's just like Brazil, but it's kind of different because I think people there are more relaxed. And
we had this talk while we were in Italy, that would it be more difficult for somebody coming from a culture that is more relaxed and moving to the United States and trying to up your game and get aggressive, or would it be as more difficult to be quick, 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 and try to slow it down?
I think it's just how ingrained mm-hmm. it is in your head.
Yeah, I also
think so.
I wonder how shallow your pockets are. Like, I think that a lot of people probably come to the United States thinking there's great monetary opportunity, and if you work hard enough, you get it. So I think that if somebody's poor and wants to try to better their life, my thought is maybe that's the motivation to get into that work mode if they come here.
Hey, Dee, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, this is Dee, and actually, I moved from Europe 15 years ago, actually from Croatia over here.
Mm-hmm.
I also lived in Germany, and it is a totally different lifestyle. I mean, Europe is more relaxing, like you said. And when I came over here, you're absolutely right when you said, like, work, 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 and nothing but work. And then when you have a fine time for your happiness, that's when you get it. But if you would move back to Italy, you would probably miss the United States way of living.
You think so?
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so, because that's where you're from.
Right.
It would be nice to live over there, but like Jeff said, it's just vacation.
Yeah. I think it's hard to go from work mode to relaxation in general anyway. So if mm-hmm. you're like used to going to work every day and like striving for what you want, it's hard just to like get that up and sit down and actually like mm-hmm. take everything in every single day. Like, that's tough. I have ants in my pants all the time. I've got to keep moving. So I had to like go to a country and like really like mm-hmm. focus and relax, and everyone's relaxed.
It's hard.
That would be really tough.
That's why I spent a lot of time at Epcot Center. You know, we're down for Bert's Big Adventure because
I went to Italy too,
Bert.
Okay, the same week you did. Whatever.
Good morning,
Al.
Peter, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I've off and on for my whole life been back and forth to Greece
mm-hmm.
and families from there. And every time I go, it's a totally different lifestyle. And there's a give and take there, obviously. But I go there and I can't. After like 2 weeks of just relaxing, which everybody does, I go crazy because I feel like nothing's being accomplished. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happening fast enough. And you have to wait on everything to get done. Everything takes like four times as long.
Oh, logistically, you can't even compare the United States with any other place because we are so tight and so rule-oriented in our country, and for good reason. Everything is nice and organized. You go anywhere else in the world, it's pandemonium. There are no lines, man. They're throwing elbows to get on the plane first. They don't care. It's totally and completely different.
Yeah, it's frustrating after a while. It's, mm-hmm. it's like, even though I love that side of it where everything's relaxing, everybody's like very carefree. People go out to dinner at 11. There's traffic jams at 5 in the morning from people coming home, going out. Awesome. And these are like grandmas and grandpas and everybody, all different ages, all go out at different places and together. But then again, at the end of it, you feel like nothing's being accomplished.
Right. No, I can understand that. I mean, I think it'd be very, very difficult to try to change that mentality.
Especially for you.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that, but from the outside looking in, you are a workaholic.
I know.
You don't like to admit that you are, but you are.
I am, I know. I'm trying to break myself of it.
You might be good for 6 months, and then I tell you what.
Not
you
even.
Stacy said I wouldn't even make it 6 months.
I don't think you'd make it 6 months. I hate to tell you.
1 month.
Maybe. Unless there's a project, maybe the workaholic thing is you just have to have a project to work on. So maybe if it's something...
What if my project is just laying on a beach? What if my project is drinking as much wine as I can before I die?
I think you need a goal to achieve.
Yeah. The cliche is that here in this country, we live to work.
Mm-hmm.
And in other places, they work to live.
Right.
And Whoa. It seems so cool from the outside looking in, but to try to actually adopt it for your life, I think would be really difficult to do.
Especially really surrounded and do it inside of our culture would be nearly impossible.
Very difficult.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I grew up in a household where what my dad said was what goes. Like, there was no arguing with what dad had to say. You know, he laid the ground rules. He was the disciplinarian. That was the way it goes. And that's the way that it's been my whole life, right?
Mm-hmm. Damn, that must have been nice to live, to be a dad in that period.
I mean,
old school dads.
Yeah.
What I say goes, yes, sir.
Yeah. Right? All you said was yes, sir, mm-hmm. or, you know, go to your room. I mean, there was no arguing. There's no negotiation.
Right.
In the rules in my house growing up, you know?
If you tried.
No, it was just the raised eyebrow. And, mm-hmm. and then that was all you needed yourself. Was that
oh,
look.
Oh, you're talking?
You run. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you run away.
If policy was going to get changed at all, it was probably going to go through the mom who would talk to the dad and try to make things. But you could never do that mm-hmm. one-on-one.
Like that's called back talking.
Yeah. Right. I have never, ever butted heads with my father. Not my entire life. Until the last 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
And it has been in the midst of planning the birthday party for my mom's 60th birthday.
Oh.
Okay. She's turning 60 this coming weekend. And she is somebody who celebrates birthdays. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? She's not, I don't think that she's somebody that's afraid of getting older. You know, they had a big one for her 40th, I remember, was a really big deal. And then, like, you know, her 50th was a really big deal. So it was like, okay, 60 is awesome. Like, let's make it a really big deal. Let's have some fun. So I've been talking about trying to plan this for like 6 months with my brother and with my dad. And as it has come down to the wire to like actually planning this thing and getting it over, I have had to butt heads with him. And it is the first time in my entire life. Well, no, not with my brother, but with my dad on the decisions for the party. And the first part is that, and I had to get over this because it really upset me at first, but I wanted it to be a surprise party. Mm-hmm. And he ruined the surprise.
No.
Do you think he threw it on purpose?
Like,
or do you
really
think...
early on. Oh. And I don't think that he did it on purpose, but...
Consciously.
It's kind of like a long story, so that would be boring to tell the details of it. But just know that it went from being a big surprise party for my mom's 60th to a party that she had to be included in on.
Okay.
That she knew something was going to happen and we were trying to have a party.
Now, when he told you that, when he called and told you that the surprise was not going to happen, how did that conversation, without knowing the specifics, how did that initial conversation go?
I was definitely disappointed, but it wasn't butting heads. You should have been on the other end when my brother answered the phone.
Oh.
When that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your brother
so I can call my brother and be like, you're not going to.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay. And the danger of her knowing is that she will feel compelled to help.
Exactly.
Right.
That was my whole thing.
And
I was like,
part.
She does everything for everyone in our family. My mom
Careful,
is
Melissa.
The doer.
We know Jen has a problem going off on people who aren't the actual intended targets.
That's right. I've done
so
this
if you
to
speak
Jeff.
Up, she may
no,
take you down.
No, I want her to get it out because I understand because moms
like,
don't get appreciated, right?
They don't. And so I was like, you know, I don't want her to have to even know this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want us to... Friday afternoon, my brother and I are flying into town. My dad's going to pick us up. We're just going to show up when she gets home from school that day. Like, that's what I wanted to happen. Well, for a lot of complicated reasons, that didn't happen. And so Jeff sort of convinced me when I talked to him about it. He's like, it's kind of cute because he doesn't really know how to do anything without your mom. Like, there's something sort of like endearing about that. They've been married forever and ever.
It is, right? And it's kind of endearing.
On one hand, but I think you're talking about two different things.
Right, exactly.
It's cool to be endearing, but you still want his kick-ass party.
Right, so I had to get past that and then continue planning the party, and he wanted to do it in one place, and I told him, no, we were doing it somewhere else. And when the words came out of my mouth, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I just told my dad.
What did he say?
And he was like...
Speak to Bert as though he's your dad.
Okay, and then he wanted to do a cash bar party, and I said, no, Dad, that's tacky. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I couldn't believe
you didn't say, let's
back.
Rethink this. You said, no, this is not happening.
This is what we're doing.
You don't say no to your dad when you're little. So that's a big deal.
It was
well,
really
even as an adult, you're afraid to do
yes,
it.
I'm scared for you. I was terrified, but my desire to have this really nice party for my mom was overcoming all of that. And then it got down to it when I was ordering this really awesome fancy cake. And it's going to be beautiful and gorgeous and like the centerpiece of this one area of the party. And I'm probably going to spend too much money on it. When he told me that it was probably on the upper end of the budget and that we needed to look elsewhere, like at a grocery store.
Like at a Publix or something?
Mm-hmm. That's when I lost it. And I just sent him the order confirmation for the cake.
So you just went and did it.
I did it and sent it to him via email.
Wow.
Oh,
so are you guys all split?
And he was like... Looks really beautiful. Didn't say anything immediately about the money. But I think when I go home this weekend for the party, I think we're going to butt heads even more.
Now,
I think
who's going
to
write
the coming
the check?
To party. I think he's like you've got a sit down coming, I think. Like, let me tell you how it's going to be, little girl type thing.
But wait a minute.
And
who's paying for
it? I've been saying the whole time, let me show you how it's going to be, Dad, because this is for mom. And I think it's like, I don't know.
But who's paying for the cake?
Well, I told him that I would.
Okay.
If he was, but
then
I don't think
you have any sit down coming at all. I think he's going to write you a check at the end of the weekend, and I think he's going to say thank you so much for making this great, because he is used to other people taking charge. He's used to her mom, running the show, and he appreciates it and is a part of it. You know what I mean? So when that cake shows up and it's a kick ass killer cake, and he realizes how many people are complimenting the cake, he will know that you were right.
Well, I only disagree with the appreciation part, because if he appreciated it, he would have planned this party and kept it a surprise and done all that stuff. But
he just isn't capable.
But I'm curious, though.
I don't think he has the skills.
Whose personality are you more like, your mom or your dad?
I swear I am a real 50-50 split, because I'm like a control freak and kind of demanding like my dad is, but I'm also like the social do, you know,
the reason I ask
is like my mom
is because I sometimes these like with family members, like the anger intensifies when there's inner issues going on. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm sure that when you just said that you feel like he's incapable and you have been disappointed with the way he's, you know, kind of celebrated your mom in this, because, yeah, I think about that. My dad and I were exact the same. I am my father, and so, butted heads far more than me and Millie P.
Yeah, I may be a little bit more like him. And I think that my dad is a great husband. I mean, he sets the bar, you know, really high for being a husband. He's always, like, super romantic for my mom and always done really nice things, but to plan something without her having to be a part of it has been really difficult.
You're going to be on eggshells all weekend because you're going to think that the conversation is coming. It may not come at all. This may be almost similar to what Joanna was going through last weekend, where she thought the engagement ring was going in every single second. You may think the conversation is going with every minute.
I know. I can like hardly breathe thinking about how many times I'm going to have to tell him no.
It doesn't matter how old you get.
No.
Yeah, you are still their kid, and you still always have that fear about standing up to your parents.
Yeah, I think you're going to be
32 years old, and this is the first time I've ever told my father no.
It never goes away.
It my way.
I never had that happen.
I think you're going to be fine. You're going to be totally fine, without a doubt. Whew. No problem. No issues.
I already have anxiety.
The Burt Show.
A couple weeks ago when, you know, it was the show being the, what is it, the peak of the magnet of positive energy, bringing love and joy and happiness to all of Atlanta and beyond with the internet or Cadelant or whatever it's called. We had something happen on this show that could have shaped two people's future.
Okay.
And I think we can't let it go. We can't let it disappear. We have to stay on top of it.
Okay.
We have to stay. We have to babysit it. We have to nurse it. We have to make it happen.
All right.
So it was a couple weeks ago that Bert had his mandate with Sanjay Gupta.
Let me explain. We coincidentally, as karma would have it, were asked to do the same event on the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. Mm-hmm. We shared a moment, hung out, sort of exchanged pleasantries.
Can you explain who Sanjay Gupta is?
Oh! Bert, I'm sorry.
In case
Wendy,
somebody
go right
Jen, don't offend.
Go catch Bert. Bert is about to fall.
I know, but there might be somebody listening who doesn't.
Chief medical correspondent to CNN. Man with all answers, all knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was Barack Obama that had him pegged to be the Surgeon General, but Sanjay's like, that's below me. I can't do that.
Below me.
Yeah. I'm working for Barack Obama. That's not for me. So I just really admire the guy, in all honesty. I just think he really is the smartest dude ever.
Well, you two do dress the same now.
You ever watch him on CNN? Hero. Yeah, he is. I mean, you ever watch him on CNN? Like, the dude does, like, emergency brain surgeries on the side of the road in Iraq with a number 2 pencil.
For fun.
And a post-it note. Yeah,
The person doesn't even need brain surgery, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to take the brain out. I am going to juggle it with 2 oranges, and then I'm going to put the brain back in. And the guy will be even smarter than he was before I took the brain out.
Like orange.
In a society that, like, praises and looks up to guys like Spencer Pratt, there are guys like Sanjay Gupta that sincerely deserve, like, credit for who they are and the work that they do. So, I admire that.
So what happened, though, is, you know, we want to make sure that this love is going to continue. So what unfortunately happened was you were both going out of town. You had a vacation in Positano, and he had a vacation in Afghanistan in Kabul.
Right.
But you were both, coincidentally enough, coming back on the same exact day.
Were we?
You came back this weekend,
uh-huh.
And he came back this weekend. You remember saying this at the event?
I gave him my card, and I said, look, when you get back from Afghanistan and I get back, why don't you hit me up? I said, this is my
you
card.
You did compare that you can be out of town at the
I
same
did,
time.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm going to be out of town at the same time, so why don't you give me a call once you get back, and I'll be back.
And I'll be all tanned up nice for you.
I'll be looking hot and
I'll be looking sexy by the time I get back, and it'll be on.
And we'll get together, and we'll have a couples massage. So you're in town, and he's in town, which means we are now on Sanjay Watch.
Sanjay Watch 2009.
Because when you're all-knowing and you can handle any situation, and there's no question that you can't answer, that's to be honored. And that's how I feel about Sanjay.
Will Burt find bromance with CNN's chief medical correspondent? Sanjay Watch 2009, day 1.
Burt, have you gotten a call from Sanjay?
Now, first of all.
Oh my gosh. Is this for real?
Now, you understand, like, the first day back from vacation is always a very hectic day.
yes or no, have you gotten a call from Sanjay?
I have not gotten a call from Sanjay.
That's day one. Cool. Okay. Today's day one?
Today is Sanjay watch.
He's probably got me somewhere on his to-do list.
Okay.
You know, but he's probably also has, you know, performing, like I said before, some kind of brain surgery on somebody. But I'm sure I'm somewhere on there.
Well, you said it was, what, day six before you plug in the Aaron Andrews cameras on him?
Oh. I installed him while he was out of town.
Start making the love happen?
So no, it hasn't happened just yet.
All right. Okay. Well, tomorrow, it's not Tuesday. It's Sanjay Watch. Day two.
This relationship is ruined. This is one that I really think that I actually could have had beers with the guy. I think I could have had a friend. And now that's over. Those days are over.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So every now and then, you know, I do a lot of research online every single day for the show, and some of the stuff that I run into online amazes me. There was the one months and months and months ago. Remember when we found the dude that was swinging the baby?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not even sure that we ever narrowed down exactly where this video was from, but it looked to be like a circus performer dude that had like a two-year-old baby that was sort of teaching his kid
he wasn't teaching his kid anything. He was just throwing his kid around.
And didn't we debate whether it was real or not?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Whether it was edited, because it just seemed like you could not do that to a baby. It looked like the baby to me was like,
he was holding him by one arm and one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like a Cirque du Soleil act.
Yeah, and the baby was so flexible, but it was doing things with its body that it shouldn't be doing at 2 years old, right? But at the end of that video, the baby crawls back up for the dad, smiling, everything's fine. I ran into one the other day, and I still can't believe how any adult could be around children and allow this to happen. I want you guys to come on over here because I want to play this video for you guys.
Okay.
And it's posted up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. For you that are listening right now, you're only going to hear like a song being played, and I'll describe to you what's going on. And then you can go and check it out for yourself because you won't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa can't come over this side of the board because she's on crutches this morning. But check this out. It appears to be like either at a school or somebody's home in like, I don't know, Dominican Republic maybe, could be Cuba. I'm not exactly sure where. That's just my assumption. And it's one woman who appears to be like the teacher. She's maybe, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. And she's got a bunch of students around her that appear to be 6, 7, 8 years old at the very, very oldest. All right.
Yeah, they look like first or second graders.
First or second graders. All right. And they seem to be having some kind of birthday party. Music starts up. And all of these 6, 7, and 8 year olds start grinding on each other.
What?
And seductive, like sexual dancing with each other.
She's like 3 years old.
Some of these kids, maybe it's a birthday party in an apartment complex.
No way.
And these kids. Now they all have their clothes on and stuff, but they are like gyrating and basically dry humping each other.
Oh my God! Is the teacher the one instigating it, or
she's getting in on it? She thinks it's funny.
Oh yeah, no. Like these little boys are behind the girls, like in that style.
What?
Yes. And the girls are—they're bumping.
They're backing that thing up.
Yes. They're backing that thing up.
There's one girl who went on the ground. Like,
what?
On the ground. Yeah, she was on all fours.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah,
yeah, it's you won't be. It looks like it's a birthday party. Like now that I'm watching it even closer, it looks like it's a birthday party.
Oh my God!
And there are a whole bunch of parents around that are allowing this to happen.
Oh my God!
I mean, and these are like moves you would see in like
in a nightclub.
This is a nightclub. In a nightclub.
A 21 and up nightclub.
And these kids are 4, 5, 6, 7
That's
years
horrible.
Old.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Oh
right.
My God.
Shocking, right?
Horrible.
So it's posted up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. I put it on Facebook yesterday. It's really, really difficult to watch the whole thing. Like, you get through 30 seconds of it, you just wonder, like, at what point can any adult think that's okay and actually get in on it?
I know. Especially with the parents around.
Hey, Michelle. Oh.
Hey, Bert. I was going to tell you, I have 2 daughters, and... ever this went on, I would go insane because I watched this, you know, on your Facebook last night, and it's just insane. And if you see the one part where the adult woman bends over and the little boy is hunching her,
the adult woman,
yeah.
She's in white. She's all dressed in white. I mean, and the little boys are holding the girls by the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, it, obviously in their culture, maybe it's okay, but.
It's sexualized children.
And it's
it's
horrible.
I mean, and we're talking about 4, 5, and 6 year olds.
Well, it's almost like porn.
Yes.
With kids,
oh
but they have
God.
Their clothes on. I mean, they are in full motion. If you watch some of those little boys, they are complete motion.
Same with the girls.
Insane.
And you have to try to ignore some of the ignorant comments on the bottom of the video because a lot of people posted messages that just don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. But it's a shocking video to watch. It's really, really
it's
shocking.
It's awful. Taking away
and
their innocence.
It almost looks like they have been taught those dance moves.
Because mm-hmm. yeah.
they're all in little couples, little boy and little girl couples, and they're all doing the same moves.
So this is the graduation from the big dance your ass off party.
Maybe they saw their parents doing it or their brother and sister.
No, but they're all
or something.
Doing the same exact thing. It mm-hmm. almost looks like it's choreographed, like they learned it.
And the teacher's laughing, which is appalling.
I don't think it's a classroom now that I look at it. It looks like it's a birthday party.
It does look like a
party.
For
like a 5-year-old.
Ugh.
Hey, Shannon, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
I've been to a birthday party, and they was doing that. And they thought that was cute and fun, and they teaching daughters and sons to do that.
No way.
It's horrible.
And I don't know. I'm African American, so I don't.
Shut up! One of the adults is doing it with one of the kids.
Yeah, it was doing it. There was like, "Lil Ray Ray, show them what we taught you the other week," and they was doing it. And I was like, "Oh my God, are you serious?"
You know, I was watching this yesterday, and I'm just trying to think. There's no corner of the world where anybody would teach a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old how to do this. But all of the kids in this particular party know exactly what they're doing, and this is certainly not the first time.
Well, there's one parent putting them together and helping them out. Like, put two, like the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old together and showed him how to do it.
You're kidding.
No, no the video
adults
goes
are getting
on.
In on it later in the
yeah,
video.
And putting the girls up to the guys.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
How is that okay?
Good morning. How are you?
Disgusted?
I am the same way. I saw this video on Facebook. Someone posted it. And I watched it. I was at work. And I was in shock.
That's
I just couldn't believe that the adults that were around were videotaping us and laughing and just watching these kids do what they were doing.
Now, this so may have happened in our country. I don't know.
But even at that, in what country do they teach their kids to do this? And I have a six-year-old, and I was just like, I was in so much shock. I was disgusted, and I called a friend over to come see the video, and she was just like, oh, yeah, they have to be Jamaican or African. Yeah, that's normal.
I don't know.
That's not normal.
Like, how is that normal for these little kids to, they were just, it was horrible.
Oh. And they don't know what they're doing. Being taught it.
Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Wow. Did you guys say that you thought they might be Cuban? Because I'm thinking maybe it might be a cultural thing. Because I saw a clip with some Jamaican kids doing that, and the adults were videoing, and they turned the music on, and the kids were doing it, and it was no big deal.
I mean, there are certainly cultures that are more sexual than...
Yeah, I'm just thinking that might be what's going on.
But this goes past that. I mean, we're talking about 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds. I don't know any country that's teaching their kids to do that.
And I would love those from Cuba and Jamaica who are offended by, you know, to call and say, wait a second, that is not our culture to sexualize babies.
Well, some of that is on that message board that I'm trying to tell you to ignore because some of the comments are really pretty ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But the video itself is shocking. And you can't, it's impossible to watch all 3 minutes of it. Just try to put yourself in the same mentality of the adults that are there allowing it to happen.
Oh, the adults get in on it. Like,
and get in on it.
Yeah, and get in on it.
Ugh. It's at Q100Atlanta.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here before we have to break into our own news, and Melissa's on 11 Alive right now. So we can do this right now. This sort of started a couple of months ago when Wendy went online and bought herself a Snuggie.
Okay.
I keep it pretty cold in here. I mean, if it's warm, I get so tired. It's hard to think. And I just get lethargic. So I do sort of put the whole staff through the pain of keeping it cold in here.
It's like -2.
It's pretty cold.
It's pretty chilly.
So Wendy got smart about it one day. And I think it was you, the first one that got the Snuggie, right?
Yeah.
They're both hers.
Yeah, both of them were yours?
I've got two of them. One was actually my home one, but then I brought in that one for pictures.
Because one got damaged.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that. And that's what we're going to prove today. We've got two Snuggies in here.
I do.
And what we have been doing is when celebrities walk in, one of the things that they do now before they get out is Wendy will take a picture with the celebrity in the Snuggie. You've done it with who?
I've done it with Lady Gaga. What was his name? Andy Baldwin was in the Snuggie.
Wasn't it Stephen Baldwin?
Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwins. Amy Smart was in the Snuggie. Tom Malloy.
Dean Cain got all up in your grill up on that Snuggie, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He was cute, too.
Well, we got Robin Mead from Headline News coming in here, HLN, coming in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Snuggies that are still available. And there are days where I look at Jen Hobby and she's almost shivering. She's shivering and mad.
I get really angry about it.
It's freezing in here.
But yeah, some days it's just miserable. And so I'll use the Snuggie. But I don't really like to because they've been sitting in the studio for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you never know because there's all the different shifts throughout the day. Adam Baum has 1,400 interns that pack themselves in here like sardines. Like, you don't know what's going on with that thing.
And we have one intern also that always seems to have a cold. Like, it's this chronic cold and it's been going on for how long now?
Since he was born.
Yeah, I think so.
We don't know him that long, but I mean, it always is stuffy and always seems to be just have a cold going on, right?
Jeremy.
He's been using that Snuggie. So everybody has sort of been ostracizing the Snuggie because we really don't know if it's filled with germs or not.
But we really need it, though.
You got the germ light?
I got the black light yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so wait, what does this thing do?
All it's going to do is show you. There it is turned on.
Okay.
All right, all it will do is we're going to need to turn down the lights here and bring the Snuggies over. And it will show you if there are stains or sneezes or anything like that.
The black light will show dried liquid, right?
It will show dried liquid. It'll show any kind of stain.
Any kind of
dried
germs
now.
And stuff.
Any kind of germ.
I think the darker one is the one the intern used.
We have them both right here?
Yep, they're both there.
This is going to shock you guys because you two are the ones that use it more than anybody else.
Please don't
You got... Oh!
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you got
dear God.
You got a nasty one, a nasty stain. Could be anything right there.
That is disgusting. Okay, anything else on this one?
Oh,
that one's relatively clean. Well,
That's a big stain. I mean, that one.
I was just telling Wendy yesterday during the show, I was folding these up in the studio. I'm like, Wendy, I'm doing laundry this week. Do you want me to take these home and launder them? She's like, yes. Yeah. So I was about to take it home last night and throw it in the.
That's the one you got to watch out for, right?
That
now.
Is see. Awful.
What does that taste like?
I don't know, Jeff. Why don't you go try it?
I'll try the other one.
Oh.
Was that the new one or was that the older one?
I don't know.
This one really seems to have all sorts of. That's, junk all over.
That's the germy one.
Look at that one.
Oh, that's the germy one.
Yes.
That's the germy one.
That's all over.
Oh my God.
Right there.
Ooh.
Up in the pits, man.
God.
You can take that one home to wash it, Wendy.
I don't even want to touch. We can just throw that one away.
How long have you been using that thing now?
I haven't touched that one. I mean, there's two.
Skank.
That's nasty. Oh, God.
So, Jen, you'll take these home now?
Yes.
Wash them or burn them.
Do you need some rubber gloves?
No, I'm going to definitely wash them. I'm going to use the OxyClean.
Guess what? You guys want to do your chairs real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let me see that.
Yeah. Turn off the light real quick. You thought the Snuggie was bad. Check out the chair.
Oh, no.
I don't want to do the chair.
I quit.
Wendy.
I quit.
Wendy, do the couch.
No, I'm not doing the rest of the show. That is gnarly.
Do the couch.
How nasty is your chair?
I think somebody did it in here.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, if these are left over from the Jeff Miles
years.
Someone
used my chair to do it.
Do the couch, Abby.
I don't even want to sit down.
Where the interns sit every day and our guests sit. It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, there's like one ginormous stain.
Somebody got pregnant on that couch.
This is The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.